Thank you. Your Excellency, the Ambassador to Botswana, Mr. Miller. Major General Morake, Deputy Commander, Botswana Defence Force. General Walters, Commander, African Forces. Ms. Grant, Undersecretary. Both Command Sergeant Majors. Air Chiefs present, and their representatives. I nearly forgot my my instructor at International Officer School. Welcome. I don't know. I can't see her. I don't know where she is. Oh, okay. Welcome. Welcome to Botswana, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Bonjour, bonda, bon dia. Yeah, I've learned something now. It is a great pleasure to welcome to Botswana, special in this part of the country, Kasane. My job is very simple, it's just to welcome you here. And on behalf of the commander, Botswana Defense Force, and on behalf of the all citizens of Botswana, and on my behalf, you are welcome to Botswana. And I need to apologize. I know some of the people lost their luggage, including Ms. Grant. We do apologize for that. It's unfortunate. It happens. I believe as air chiefs, you've been traveling all over the world, and it happens to you. It's not the first time it happened to yourself. So we do apologize for those who haven't got their luggage yet. I welcome a special to Kasane. The reason why we chose Kasane was that we want you to know the best of the best as far as Botswana is concerned. Because many people know us about diamonds. So we wanted you to show you something different from the diamonds. And also, it is a great pleasure that this Air Chief Symposium, this is the first time it's held in Southern Africa. And we are very happy as Botswana to host it in Southern Africa. And I believe you'll appreciate the beauties of this country. We are a welcoming nation. If you see somebody just by the street, the simple word to use is Dumela. It's very simple. Dumela is a very simple, just to say good morning or good afternoon or good evening. Dumela, it doesn't matter what time of the day is it. I guarantee you there are no any security issues. You should not be concerned. But in this area, there are wild animals which are roaming around at night. Therefore, whenever you take a walk after dinner, I encourage you to walk in groups. This is a tourist area. Next to us, we have Chobe National Park, which is very famous of its elephants. We have more than about 45,000 heads of elephants just next door to us. Since the last meeting in Germany in 2016, we have been looking forward to this day. I therefore encourage you to be free to interact with each other. Whatever we are going to discuss in these four corners of this room will remain in these four corners of this room. And I encourage you to interact with as many Botswana as possible because I guarantee you, after this symposium, some of you will consider Botswana, all of you will consider Botswana as their second home. And we are very happy because we welcome anybody in Botswana. Every nation, and we welcome everybody, regardless of color, religion, country of origin. I'll be very happy to receive some calls after this symposium from anybody who will be saying, I would like to visit Botswana. And with that, I'll say, Khorohanga Pula, welcome to Botswana. Thank you.
General Walters.
First, let me extend a professional and personal thanks to all of our air chiefs and their delegations for traveling to be here. This is a monumental gathering. 30 nations, momentum is building. Here we are in the southern part of the continent, and you all have demonstrated your great character by honoring us with your presence here today. We look forward to a vibrant, fruitful conversation. I'd like to extend a personal thanks to General Meraki, Ambassador Miller, to Heidi Grant, a special thanks to Brigadier General Leiretani from Mauritania for serving as our secretariat for the last 2 years. The secretariat, as you well know, provides all of the background, does all of the really, really hard work, and as we gather here today, we do so in a very, very organized fashion. A special thanks to General Botswana for his hospitality last night at the icebreaker, and certainly for the hosting of all of us here today. As I mentioned previously, this is a monumental gathering. We are gaining momentum to have 30 nations here to focus on the air domain and advance the cause for security in the region is something that will benefit all of us and all of our great countries in the near future. As many of you are well aware, we have a theme for this conference, and one of them happens to be force development. And one of the key issues in force development that we see in our United States Air Force is the power and the thinking of the enlisted force. And I am honored to have here with me our chief, Chief Master Sergeant Phil Easton, who bears the responsibility of commanding all of the enlisted troops, some 30,000 in our headquarters at AF Africa, a daunting responsibility, but one that he embraces with great fame and great success. And we're excited to have the opportunity to share the thoughts with you on professional development as it applies to the training events that we all embrace, and certainly as it applies to the enlisted force that day after day, week after week, and year after year provides us the tactics, techniques, and procedures for our Air Forces to do so much in the future. It is an honor to have the opportunity to meet so many of you for the first time. And I can tell you from person to person, what thrills me the most is the opportunity to create new friendships, establish stronger alliances, and truly be able to say that I can now serve side by side with you as we move forward. Again, thank you so much for the opportunity to serve. We look forward to some lively conversations about training and about professional development, and I suspect that we will make some very good gains over the course of the next 2 days. Thank you very much.
Major General Botswana, General Walters, Heidi, Air Force and Air Arm commanders, defense reps from across the continent, a very warm American and Botswana welcome to the opening of this year's African Air Chiefs Symposium, a wonderful opportunity to highlight the enduring and close partnership between the United States and Air Forces across the continent of Africa, and of course, another opportunity to show the strong ties between the Botswana Defense Force and the U.S. Embassy in Gaborone. This symposium will enhance communication and cooperation among key defense leaders and decision makers in Africa. Security threats and the many challenges that you all face know no borders. Today's threats are increasingly transnational. Challenges faced by one nation, whether operational or even institutional or fiscal, are often similar to those faced by others. With your colleagues, your brothers and sisters in arms in khaki and blue, please share ideas and lessons you've learned and let us work towards solutions together in partnership. The roundtable discussions over the next couple of days should be candid conversations on, among other things, training, operations, force development, and sustainment. And your active participation in these discussions increases our collective body of knowledge, our creativity, and improves our ability to positively affect our defense forces. The unique experiences, talent, wisdom each of you bring are invaluable to your colleagues, and I thank you in advance for your willingness to share your wisdom and counsel. Thank you all for attending today, and in many cases traveling so far to be here. And thank you from the bottom of a grateful heart to the superb organizers who put this very complex event together over the course of many months. Welcome, we're so glad you're here. Share, learn, and enjoy, and Dumela Pula.
For those sage comments, there were many common themes. I would just like to take a second to characterize to the group what I believe that I heard with respect to the nominations that came forward from our chiefs. Number one, I think all of us would benefit to elevate our game, if you will, with respect to lift, from the tactical lift to the strategic lift. The ability for air forces and nations and continents to be able to lift and shift resources is something that in the 21st century is in high demand, and I suspect for the duration of our lives and our kids' lives and our grandchildren's lives will be in great demand. The second discussion point that I heard that resonated with all of us was indications and warnings. Understanding the trajectory of your nation with respect to its security disposition and understanding the trajectory of the nations that surround your region and where their disposition is. And for indications and warnings, we all know that there are several great contributions that many of you mentioned. One, intelligence sharing amongst each other, and two, the overall disposition of your ISR resources. And when I think specifically about indications and warnings, I snap back into what Brigadier General Jope said from the Senegal. In all domains, regardless, we are far better united than we are by ourselves. And these first two areas, certainly lift and indications and warnings, provide us an opportunity to share amongst each other, certainly with how we train, what we train for, and what we are ready for, having a sharing of those areas focused on lift and indications and warnings will certainly enrich our conversations. And the last piece that was prevalent in many of the discussions had to do with sustainment. We've all been smart enough to understand that you have to be careful what you get because you may actually get it. Mm. And then when you get it, just like our wonderful children, you bear the responsibility to figure out ways to keep it going and make it relevant over time. And I think one of the challenges that we all face, and I know that I face it in our U.S. Department of Defense and our U.S. Air Force, is we often talk a lot about training and being ready. And when we stop and focus on being ready, we ask ourselves, ready for what? And I think what we've seen in the 21st century, the nature of warfare has changed, and it has changed significantly on your great continent. We all know Al-Shabaab, IS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, numerous other violent extremist organizations are infiltrating the globe and this continent. And we in the air domain possess unique characteristics to where once we sense that there is a threat of the nature of the ones I just addressed, what typically happens today as opposed to previous decades is in the air domain, you actually provide the halt force to whatever violent extremist organization starts to infiltrate the sovereignty of your nations. You, more so than ever in the past, have been part of that halt force. With very few indications and warnings, with very little notice, in a matter of seconds, we have seen small actors accomplish feats that are equivalent of nation states and bring a level of kinetic activity in the snap of a fingers that we've never seen before. And because of the characteristics of our air domain, our speed, our range, our reach, our thinking, we are the ones that are tasked to serve as the halt force. And many times the campaigns that exist in the whole of governments of our nations aren't really geared towards looking at the air domain to serve as the initial preponderance of force to halt the malicious activity that is taking place. Hence, more so than ever in the past, we have to be prepared as air domain experts to figure out how to provide that halt force, because our senior leaders of our nations are asking for it, and resurrect and reshift our training to accommodate servicing that halt force if asked to do so. And I think in the areas of lift, indications and warning and sustainment, all of us could benefit by thinking in a different manner and attempting to advance the cause with respect to those halt force-like activities that we have never been asked to do before. And I contend that one of the big challenges, and this is the one that I've experienced, is I often find myself face-to-face with the senior leaders of my government, and they are in search of the narrative to describe to them what it is we do in the air domain to provide the trained resources that are ready to serve as that halt force. And what has happened that is different is we weren't looked at in previous decades as the halt force, and many of the activities that we trained to weren't geared appropriately to service that halt force. And we in the United States Air Force and in our U.S. Department of Defense are working very, very hard to shift the ship, if you will, to try to ensure that our forces are trained appropriately so that they are relevant to serve as the halt force. And one of the examples that I would adore to throw to the group that was something that you think a service such as the United States Air Force, who has been working this issue diligently for the last 20 years, would have certainly fixed. 60 days ago, we asked for a reexamination of all the air refueling tankers that exist in the United States Air Force that serve air refueling on the European continent, the African continent, and in the Middle East. And because we've been doing air refueling with a number of tankers for decades and decades, and we have been reviewing the process on an annual basis, we were absolutely positively convinced that we had it right. Yet what we were starting to see was a unsettling degree of inefficiencies with the utilization of the available tankers. As the priorities started to shift with kinetic activity between Europe, Africa, and the Middle East about where these tankers should be. And after a review that started 60 days ago, we discovered that by moving seven of the available tankers out of approximately 60 tankers, we achieved an increase in almost 20% of the offloading of gas for the servicing of resources for security on those three regions of Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. It may not sound like much, but as many of you know, it equates to almost billions and billions of dollars over the course of a decade with respect to the sharing of petrol amongst aircrafts. But it also re-verified The pace of conflict in the 21st century is faster than we've ever seen before, and the need to adapt to change is more required than we've ever seen before. And I refer back to Brigadier General Jobe's comment also about the opportunity to re-engage between these conferences. I ask that as we think about discussing force development and we think about training, we ask ourselves for what, and is it fused with the whole of government? And that no matter what we conclude here at this meeting as we share our tactics, techniques, and procedures, we realize that we may have found a solution for today, but because of the pace and nature of activities with the threats in the 21st century, we always have to be prepared to re-examine our procedures and policies on a very frequent basis to ensure that we remain relevant and that we don't find ourselves in a position to where if we have not examined what we are doing, we could wind up, as many of you have stated in your introductions, with forces that aren't appropriately used and forces whose relevancy and forces whose training currency has started to atrophy because those forces actually weren't needed in the 21st century, and it has taken us a very long time to realize that. So the sky is the limit with respect to the challenges that we face. I think those three areas are pretty common to all of us, but I would also ask that we do not hesitate to share any of the tactics that we use in our Air Force, because what is something that you may believe to be in your Air Force is very, very common. It may be completely new information to another Air Force that operates in a different manner. So I really, really look forward to the opportunity to hear your thoughts, to hear your challenges, and to hear some of the solutions that you've applied to those challenges. And I think through the sharing of that data, we may find ourselves in a much better position as a whole. I'm also excited to close with saying that it came from each and every one of you that you have to be part of a coalition and inside of your great nations. Working jointly with your sister services is incredibly powerful, and knowing that in all of the domains, if you look for a solution, ultimately you will find one that best services the whole of government. But I just wanted to commend the Air Chiefs again for taking the time to be here and traveling these long distances. And I wanted to thank you for your forthrightness and your introductions. And lastly, finally, thank some new participants here to have the African Union and SADC here to sit at the table with us and share in these tactics, techniques, and procedures. We go back to what many of us talked about. Together in all domains as a group of nations, we will be all that much more powerful. Thank you. I turn it over to my colleague.
No,
thank you.
Thank you, all chiefs, for your comments. But there are three or four things which I would like to comment on. From Senegal, it's very important. We have been meeting, and I believe now is time to take a step forward and make sure that after this we continue to communicate. Because what I gather now is that, for example, somebody mentioned about the problem of maintaining the C-130s. There are several countries in Africa which operates C-130s, including even ourselves. So after such a gathering, if we can continue talking, we will share that information among ourselves, that how do you manage to get parts for the C-130s. Training is very important, gentlemen. I mean, as Air Chiefs, I believe we need to advise our civilian principals that aviation training is very expensive. If Europe can make it to make, for example, they have a NATO training school, why Africa can't do it? Why SADC can meet and build an air training school? why ECOWAS can't meet and train and build a aviation training school so that it can be less expensive for individual countries, because as all you have indicated, aviation training is very, very expensive. And the other thing is that, gentlemen, we need to, as Africans, we now it's time that we have to trust each other. The issue of sharing information. We should not think that ISIS will not come to Africa. We would be blundering ourselves. Once they are defeated, wherever they are, definitely the next destination is Africa. So if we share information, it will be very fruitful for us, and maybe we can catch them before they even cross our borders. So I encourage us as air chiefs that we need to trust each other and advise our civilian principals that secrecy of the long time back, it has passed. We are on the 21st century. We need to trust each other and share that intel gathering across ourselves. And to share that intel gathering is only, like Singha has indicated, to talk to each other after this. We have to, if we wait for 11 months and then we come and talk again, it's not going to help us. And with all what you, the air chiefs, have contributed, I believe when we leave this, we're going to have more people signing the charter. With that, I thank you. Moderate.
Thank you, John.